The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. Companies to watch.
All right, this is Companies to Watch, and the spotlight is on Challenger Technologies. And this is a store you might be familiar with if you've gone shopping for IT products like laptops, phones and cameras. Well, nearly 3 weeks ago, Challenger Technologies announced plans to delist, but minority shareholders are crying foul over what they claim is a cheapskate offer price of 56 cents per share, so maybe too low for them. Well, the delisting is conditional on SGX's approval of Challenger's application and a resolution being passed at an EGM. So to stop this delisting from happening, a group of minority shareholders are getting together to form a 10% block to veto this deal. And among them is Singapore-based fund management company Pangolin Investment Management. And we have with us James Hay. He is director at this fund. Morning, James. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
James, let's run through the numbers. Your fund holds a stake of 2.94% in Challenger. How would you describe how the company has been run over the past few years? I think dividends have been one of the main reasons you've been investing in this Challenger stock.
Challenger is an excellent company. I mean, apart from it being a great retailer, it also has close to 500,000 members, which is almost 10% of Singapore. That's an incredible number. And they pay money to the members. We've owned the shares for 9 years, but we've been fairly consistent in telling the company to pay out more dividends. What's been happening in the past is that the management, which is led by Mr. Liu, of course, has been destroying value by not investing the cash back in the business, but in other sidelines too. So we've been very vocal, and all shareholders who know us from past AGMs know that we've been saying they should be paying out all the cash generated with dividends. Put the company on a yield of over 10% rather than...
The reason they're saying they need to delist is because they have not carried out any capital raising exercises in nearly 12 years, and they are unlikely to require any access to funding in the future. And this will also eliminate listing compliance costs. Do you agree with these reasons? Do they make sense?
Well, the listing compliance cost is borne by all shareholders equally, right? Mm. Not just by Mr. Liu. Do they need to raise cash? No, they don't. They should pay out more cash. There's no need to do this. I mean, the listing compliance cost is minimal, right? There's actually no need to be this whatsoever. But if they do want to be this, then it should be done at a fair price, a price fair to all shareholders, not just for the benefit of one.
We're speaking with James Hay, director at Singapore-based Pangolin Investment Management, which holds a stake in Challenger Technologies, which wants to delist. James, let's talk about whether the price is right. 56 cents per share. A lot of minority shareholders are not happy with this, but Challenger says this is a good deal because there is a premium of about 15% above the volume-weighted average price of 49 cents in the past year. And then it's also a premium of 110% above the net tangible asset value. So what's wrong with this picture here?
For start, the takeover price isn't 56 cents, right? The dividend has been cut 2 cents, so 54 cents plus the dividend, which has been cut. The company, on our valuation, is worth at least a dollar, and probably closer to $1.12, because they should pay out the cash that they don't need on the balance sheet. But there's also another very good piece of research out by someone else saying that this company could be net geared and actually could pay out even more dividends. NTA is irrelevant. You know, if you have something with an NTA of a dollar and it spits out $10 every year, it's worth much more than NTA. In this case, actually, the return on invested capital is close to 100%. If you take the cash away, that's what the ROIC is. So I mean, they know the offer's undervalued. I'll tell you what we did last year. As shareholders last year, we prepared a presentation for the board, which includes Mr. Liu and the independent directors, to be given to all of them, which pointed out how undervalued the company was and how they should increase the value of the company and the share price for the benefit of all investors, i.e. basically by paying out all the dividends and stop getting sidetracked by spending the cash elsewhere. Unfortunately, it looks like they've taken this advice and said, yes, wow, they pointed out, Pangolin pointed out how undervalued this company is. I'll take it private myself, which I'm surprised at, because Mr. Liu's a pretty straight guy, and I think he's rather destroying his legacy. You know, he's had a lot of shareholders for a long time.
All right, James, let's talk about valuation. In terms of valuation, this is an important lesson for investors, not just shareholders of Challenger. Why is it important to look at free cash flow when you're measuring the value of a company?
Because companies are valued by the... Well, it's not just free cash flow. It's what happens with the free cash flow. Yeah? But basically, companies are valued by cash returns to shareholders. So companies that consistently pay out very high dividends and don't do spurious things with the cash they generate trade at much higher ratings than companies. And you can look at companies like SAC, for example, which pay out every penny they don't need. And there are any multinationals around the region that do the same thing. But yeah, cash flow, cash is everything. People don't have earnings, but actually no cash, there's no valuation. So that's only about cash flow.
All right, James. Of course, Challenger wants to do the list, and pretty much it has already 79% of the shareholding in the bag to support this deal. So in order to block this from happening, you need a 10% block. How far are you from reaching this target before the EGM?
We're at 9% now. Now, we've been contacted by about 60 shareholders. They won't give us the list of shareholders. Mm. The law is opaque. The law says that everybody's allowed to register shareholders. And they say, oh, that just means one that says that the CPS CDS is the shareholder, central depository. So we get a piece of paper that just says one shareholder, CDS. Now, obviously, that isn't the intention of the law, but the letter of the law they can hide behind. They hide behind privacy. They say, you know, there are privacy issues, but actually the top 20 names are published. But I'm pretty confident if we had the full list, we'd have much more than 9%. These are just people who have contacted us because they read our newspaper articles. We've got people with 200 shares. You know, lots of pensioners here. It's not just us as a fund management company. Mm-hmm. There are lots of individuals who have held these shares. They're not stupid people. They understand the valuation. They understand this is a low ball bid. And they're not happy about it. There's absolutely no way this will go through. And the share price is telling you that it's trading above the bid already. So they either need to call it off or if they come back with a fair offer, then people might consider it. But all they've done is just make people angry.
Challenger has appointed Deloitte as his independent financial advisor. James, this is where investors will be looking out for his recommendation on the deal. What will you be looking out for?
I've been doing this 33 years. I've seldom seen an independent director come up with any recommendation which isn't basically what the management who have appointed them want. So if Deloitte come out and say this is undervalued, which it is, and they are more than welcome, if they can't work it out themselves, and I'm sure they can, they're more than welcome to contact Pangolin. My analysts are very gladly brought them through the numbers. And it's so clearly undervalued. I suspect they will fudge it. My guess is they will say, yes, but it's above the weighted average trading price, ignoring value, and their accountants. They should only, their accountants, I mean, they should only be looking at value. But my guess is it'll be a fudge. And if it's not, I'll be really happy, be really surprised.
Thank you so much for your view, James. Of course, James is from the Pangolin Investment Management, which owns a 2.94% stake in Challenger. Challenger, of course, is looking to delist. And James is building up a group of minority investors to have a 10% block to veto this deal. This is something to look out for in the days ahead as we look out for the EGM date from Challenger Technologies. Thank you so much, James. We'll chat to you soon again.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.